morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to do something different today. I am off to a trade show in Atlantic City to find some new products for your garden for the fall and for next year. And had to take a flight that was in the middle of the show. So we are going to give you tips today. So get out your notebook and write down the things that pertain to you. And we're going to give you ideas to keep your garden ready. And next week, we'll go back to taking calls, and we'll tell you about the new products that we found. Now, I know a lot of you have Japanese bamboo growing on your property. And if you look at the Japanese bamboo right now, it's in full flower. And this is the time of the year where you can really, really hurt the plant. And I mean, you want to kill this thing. When the plant is in blossom, all the energy that is normally in the root system of the plant, protecting it, is above the ground making flowers that will make seed, that will make more Japanese bamboo for your garden. So, I want you to go to your local garden center, feed and grain store like Blue Seal, and I want you to buy a product called Clean Up, K-L-E-E-N-U-P. It's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. Now, I want you to use Clean Up over Roundup, because Cleanup is 41% active ingredients and Roundup is 18, so you're getting twice the active ingredients to kill the bamboo. And also Cleanup is cheaper because it's generic. Generic does the same thing as the original. And think about the medicine that you take. Most of us take the generic version because it's half the price or less. So go with Cleanup. And I want you to spray that entire clump with the Cleanup as soon as possible. Today, I want you to wait a week to 10 days, and I want you to do it a second time and really, really saturate the foliage, the flowers, the stems of the Japanese bamboo, and then the plant will slowly die. In the fall, when the plant has all turned brown, I want you to cut it right flush to the ground, clean up that area. You haven't killed it all, but I bet you you've killed 60 to 70% of it. Next year, by clearing it now, the new growth will come up in the spring, and you'll be able to push a lawnmower in there. So as it begins to come up in May, mow it. In June, mow it. In July, in August, mow it. By late August, leave it alone. It will come, make some new growth, it will begin to flower, and you can do the same thing. And usually, within a 2 to 3 year period, you can get rid of all the Japanese bamboo. So mow it. May, June, July, and part of August, let's say maybe the first week in August, because we want to allow it to make some new growth so that it can catch the cleanup, and that will do the job. Now, also this month, this is the worst month for mosquitoes. And the mosquitoes right now are just unbearable. So, ever go to a football game and get eaten alive? Last minute cookout on the weekends, you're still getting alive. And at this time of the year, we start to get problems, not just with the mosquitoes biting us, but with the viruses that they carry, like triple E. So let's be prepared for it, okay? What I want you to do, if you've got a bird bath, a fountain, a fish pond, or any water on your property, I want you to throw in there something called Summit Dunk, D-U-N-K. And Summit Dunks is a organic way of killing mosquito larvae. If you have a barrel, a water barrel, near the downspouts of your gutters that you use to water some of the plants, there's a good chance that the mosquitoes are breathing in that bucket, not a bucket, in the barrel near your gutter. So that holds 25 to 50 gallons of liquid. If you have a container like an earth box that has a water reservoir underneath the soil, put some of the Summit water mosquito dunks in it. And just check for places where it's wet. This is a BT product, a Bacillus thuringiensis. If your dog decides to take a drink out of your pond, it will not hurt him. If the birds go onto the bird bath and drink the water, it will not hurt them. It's natural, it's organic, and it targets mosquitoes only. So enjoy your backyard. Treat your bird bath, your fountain, your fish ponds, any open areas where you have water and mosquito breathing in it. Take care of it now, and you can enjoy the fall season. It will make a big, big difference in the quality of your life, and you'll begin to enjoy the outside at the same time. Okay? Now, let's move to roses. Roses should never be pruned back in the fall of the year. Never. The only thing that you're going to do to a rose is just below the blossom, remove the flower. Clean it up, and you should be in good shape. Now, roses can be fed this month, but not after September. So a good rose fertilizer should be applied May, June, July, August, and September, but nothing after September. So a good handful, work it around the plant, cut off all of the dead flowers, remove any broken branches, any foliage that looks to be in tough shape, and just clean it up. But if you can feed it, if you can clean it, if you can prune it, you'll be ahead of the game. And check it for insects. If you have insects, then use your rose and flower insecticide to kill any insects that may be thinking of spending the winter. Now, at Thanksgiving, what I want you to do is remove all of the fallen foliage from around the plant, create a mound of soil, compost, pine bark mulch, straw, even seaweed, about 6 to 10 inches high, and create this igloo-shaped mound around your rose bush. This will protect them over the winter. And again, do not prune. Roses are pruned when the baseball season begins for real in the springtime. Not during spring training, but when your local baseball team comes in town, that's when you prune back your roses. If you have climbing roses and they're on a fence or an arbor, check them to see if they're tied securely to the arbor. And you can use a good nylon string. You can use twist-ems, but tie them to the fence, tie them to the trellis, and that will prevent damage from the wind whipping that branch back and forth, the branch hitting the fence or the trellis or arbor, scraping the bark off, and then you have a problem. Okay? So let's get them clean, let's get them protected, and we'll be ahead of the game for next year.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're trying to give you some ideas today of things that should be done in the next couple of weeks. If the weather's good, you've got some vacation time, you know, write down these lists that I'm giving you and then check them off as you do them. If any of you have Canadian hemlock, and Canadian hemlock is one of the best evergreen plants for privacy hedges, for a sound barrier from the street, and just a wonderful, wonderful evergreen. It has a major pest called the woolly adelgid. Very easy to find if you walk up to your hemlock and you look near the tips of the branches. On the underside of the branch, you're going to see what resembles little pieces of cotton on the underside of the new growth made this year. That is woolly adelgid. And it's a sucking insect. And it's sucking energy out of your plant faster than the plant can make it. And once these guys begin to multiply, they can, over a three-year period, grow so quickly and multiply so quickly that they can kill a 12-inch to 75-foot-tall Canadian hemlock in just 3 years. So think about that. If you've got some nice, big Canadian hemlock for privacy, for a windbreak, for a screen, if you lose them, it's going to be costly. So check them out for woolly adelgid. Again, it looks like cotton. And you can stop it dead in its tracks. All you need to do, go to your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store like Blue Seal. And what you're going to do is you're going to pick up a product called Tree and Shrub. Now, Tree and Shrub is a systemic. And what you're going to do is bring a tape measure. Put the tape measure around the trunk of the tree. Measure the number of inches in circumference. And you're going to use 1 ounce of Tree and Shrub per inch. So if your tree measures
30 inches in circumference, you're going to need 30 ounces of tree and shrub to prevent damage. And all you're going to do is you're going to take that 30 ounces, dump it in a 5-gallon bucket, fill the bucket with water, and then slowly pour the mixed material with water around the trunk of the tree. So from the trunk of the tree out probably 2, maybe 3 feet, all the way around the plant in the soil. The root system will absorb it. It will move it up to even the top of the tree. And when that woolly adelgid begins to suck on the tree, it will kill it. What's nice is this product will stay effective in your plant for 12 months. So if it doesn't kill everything this fall, in the spring, if some eggs have already been hatched, when the eggs hatch in May and they start to feed on the foliage, the product is still in the plant and it will kill the newly hatched insects that form in April, May, and June. But the fall is the best time, and September is the best month. If you have Japanese Andromeda, beautiful evergreen, will grow 5 to 6 feet tall. The flowers look like little bells, little white bells, like a lily of the valley in clusters. They get an insect called lace bug. And if you treat the plant now with tree and shrub, it will go in the plant and it will take care of the lace bug in the springtime. If you have ash, a tree called an ash, and you've heard of emerald ash borer, treat the ash right now following the label directions, and that will keep your ash from being destroyed. And they're all over New England, New York State, New Jersey, and west.
Taking care of your lawn is like starting a new exercise routine. To get results, you need a plan. That's why we developed the Jonathan Green New American Lawn Plan for a beautiful lawn in your own yard. It all starts with Black Beauty grass seed. Black Beauty grass can grow 4 feet into the soil. Black Beauty is genetically dark green in color and possesses a waxy coating for superior drought tolerance. Once you've seen a Black Beauty lawn, you will never forget it. Under the New American Lawn Plan, you'll be developing a healthy, biologically active lawn soil by applying my Jonathan Green Magi-Cal and Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil organic soil amendments. In short, you'll create conditions where your lawn will thrive. The New American Lawn Plan by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I know a lot of you raise blueberries, strawberries, grapes, raspberries, and rhubarb. And you want them to survive the winter, to grow, and to be more productive. So we're going to give you a few things that should be done during the month of September. Let's start with blueberries. Blueberries are basically all picked right now. So what I want you to do is to fertilize the plant with a food that will make the soil more acidic. So you're going to use aluminum sulfate. Aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier. And you can find it at your local nursery, greenhouse, garden center. And you're going to put a good handful for every 3 feet of height or spread on your blueberry. Work it into the soil. Go out from the stem 2 to 3 feet and work it in well. And that will help to acidify your soil. Most of your plants want the opposite, but blueberries like a real nice acid soil. And you want to also fertilize them with a plant food like Holly Tone, made by Espoma, or Dr. Earth Evergreen Fertilizer. So you're going to give them two different products, a fertilizer for general growth, and then you're going to use the soil acidifier because they like an acid soil. And it will make a big difference in that plant for next year. Now, once you've fed them and you've acidified the soil, now no lime. Keep the lime away from your blueberries. They don't like it because it will make the soil sweet and you want acid. Once you've fed them and helped with the acidity, I want you to add a couple of inches of compost. You can use pine bark mulch around them, and that will help to control the weeds, and it will also help to hold the moisture in the soil so that during the heat of summer, your blueberries can grow longer, larger, they'll be juicier, and they'll have a much better taste to them. So the fall is the time where we can really prepare them for the spring. And in the spring, we don't have much time because we're doing a lot. So feed them, acidify, put down the bark mulch. If you see broken branches, remove the broken branches, and that will eliminate that particular problem. And then if they're young plants, just been put in this year, or you're in a windy area and you notice that a lot of the flower buds just seem to dry out, use an anti-desiccant around Thanksgiving, either wilt-proof or wilt-stop, and that will seal the buds and seal the branches so there's a lot less moisture loss during a cold winter. Your rhubarb. Pull all of the dead leaves off, clean them up, put them in your compost pile, and you should be all set until spring. If you want to put a handful of a general purpose garden fertilizer, that's great. That will help it to get through the winter months a lot easier, and you'll have a healthier plant in the spring. If you're going to divide the rhubarb, and that would be a plant that's 3 to 5 years old, wait until the month of April. When you notice red pointed buds develop on the plant, and when the buds are about an inch high, you would dig up the plant, cut them up into individual pieces, keeping one or two buds per piece, and then replant them with compost, animal manure, and soil moist to help to retain the moisture. Strawberries. This time of the year, pull all the weeds out, clean them up, sprinkle a granular fertilizer that you use in the vegetable garden, and some lime to help to sweeten the soil. And your rhubarb, some lime to sweeten the soil. Now, lime is heavy, it's expensive. Use either the Turf Turbo, made by Bonide, or Magic Cal, made by Jonathan Green. One 50-pound bag will treat 5,000 square feet of lawn or 2,500 square feet of garden. And garden, you need more lime than you do on the lawn. Okay? So you add a little bit of lime, work it into the soil, and then cover your strawberries after Thanksgiving with pine needles, with straw. Just a light coating, no more than 1 inch deep or thick. And that will insulate the plants. In the spring, the new plants will grow right through the straw. And that means you'll have a berry that's growing on the straw, and you won't be full of soil and sand covering the berry. and it will control the weeds on your plants. Now, if your strawberry bed is 3, 4, 5 years old, then do the same thing, but in the spring, rake the bed clean and dig out the younger of all the plants. Not the old mature plants, the young ones, the new shoots. And you'll notice from the mother is the umbilical cord, which is about 1/4 inch thick, and it's a runner. And pull the runners out of your bed, the bigger ones, the fuller ones, the heavier ones. Throw everything else away. Condition your soil with compost, animal manure, lime, or the Turf Turbo, or Magic Cal. Also, soil moist. And then replant. And that's something that you would do during late March or April, depending on the weather. And when you plant your strawberries, plant them at the same level that you pulled them out of your bed. Space them 1 foot apart on staggered rows. And then when they come into bloom, pinch off the first set of buds. That gives the plant an additional week to really get some energy in it and to get it growing. On your grapes, rake all the leaves away from your plant and look for the possibility of fruit that's shriveled. Looks like a raisin. It's called a mummy fruit. And if that mummy fruit falls to the ground in the spring, it will send out spores and reinfect the new fruit. So for a grapevine, it's really, really important that you get all the foliage that's fallen, any of the fruit that has fallen, and if you see any of this mummy fruit that's still attached, cut it and carefully remove it from the plant and dispose of it. When you're done, spray the whole grapevine in the fall during October, and then again in March or even February, again depending on the weather, with a combination of all-season oil. And the oil, when you spray it on the branches of your grapevine, it will smother any insect eggs that are on that plant. The lime sulfur or copper or a good fungicide, when you spray it, it will kill the spores that remain on the stem or the bark of the stem. You can take the leaves and you can put it in the compost pile, but don't do it with the fruit. Send it to the dump, throw it in the woods, just get rid of it. And that will give you a much better looking plant. Now, raspberries are a little trickier, but here's a tip for you. Look at the stems of your raspberries. And if you notice on the end or halfway up the stem, there was a cluster of raspberry fruit on the plant. It looks like a little hat. And there's 4, 5, 6, 7 in the cluster. The branch that contains the cluster will not rebloom the following year. It only flowers once, and it only produces fruit once. So what you're going to do is you're going to cut that stem that produced fruit this year right down to the ground and throw it away. So any stems that are there that produce fruit, cut them to the ground, get rid of them. All of the stems that remain that are new, cut them to about 3 feet tall. If some of them are only a couple of feet, leave them alone. If they're 4 feet tall and they're all brand new, cut it in half. And what will happen is, in the spring, the side buds will wake up, and you'll have 2, 3, 4 branches and more production on your plant. Rake around them, clean around your plant, get all the old foliage out, and then add a couple of inches of pine bark mulch. You can use straw. You can use compost. You can use pine needles. You can even use seaweed. So if you live by the ocean and you hear that we're having a northeast-type storm, grab a trash bag after the storm, head to the beach, pick up the seaweed, bring it home, and then use it as a mulch around your grapes, your raspberry, your rhubarb, your blueberries. And it will keep out the weeds. It will hold the water moisture in your soil. And as it rots, it will create organic matter to make your soil richer so that your plants will grow better. Now, in the vegetable garden, once you've pulled everything out, if you live near the ocean, the more seaweed that you can add to your garden, the better your garden will be. Seaweed is like peat moss with all the nutrition that a plant needs to grow. And my dad and I, when the garden was all cleaned and raked, we would add 3 to 6 inches of seaweed to our vegetable garden every single fall. If we could till it in, we would. If not, we left it there and we tilled it in the spring.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name, Dynamite.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Today we are giving you tips and ideas of projects that need to be done during the month of September to increase their productivity and to protect your plants for the fall and for the winter season. We haven't done too much about the vegetable garden yet, so here's a few things that you should do. Number one is you should pull out all of your vegetables that are done for the year, chop them up into pieces 12 to 18 inches long, and put it in your compost tumbler, in your compost pile, but recycle. And what I like to do is to put about a foot of garden foliage, you know, like tomatoes and peppers and cucumber vines and things like that, and then about 6 inches of either shredded leaves or pine needles. Pine needles, you can just dump them in there. Leaves, what I do is I drive over them with the lawnmower, and it cuts them up into smaller pieces, and then I rake it and put it in the compost pile. And the reason I do that is the leaves will break down a lot faster, especially oak and maple. They have a chemical in it that slows down the decomposing of the leaf. And at times, you can put it in a compost pile if it's too thick, even after 6 months or more. When you go to turn it over, you've got a solid layer of leaves. So grind them up with your lawnmower, and that way you'll have a lot better results. So clean all the garden, rake it, get all of the plant debris out so that your soil is totally, totally naked and it's clean. There's not a weed there. Okay? Now, if your soil is good, then what I would like to have you do is to buy in the fall,
because the ground is nice and firm right now, a load of cow manure. Have it delivered. Make sure that it's at least a year old. You do not want fresh cow manure. And just spread it over the whole garden. And you can rototill it right in. Seaweed. And what I do with the seaweed is I'll go near a sea wall where the waves have banged it up against the wall into smaller pieces. Shovel it into trash bags or a barrel. Bring it home, spread it over the garden, and then I'll turn the cow manure or the seaweed, pine needles, shredded leaves. So rake all of your leaves, bring them to one end of the garden, drive over it with the lawnmower, and then the wind that the blade produces will blow the shredded leaves into the garden. That's all organic matter. And then rent a rototiller. Till in the leaves, the pine needles, the compost, the seaweed, and that will give you a much, much better soil to begin with next year. Now, before you rototill, buy a bag of Magic Cal or Turf Turbo and apply it to the garden. It will help to keep the soil from getting too acidic. Now, if you ever grown tomatoes and on the underside of the tomato is a little black spot that gets bigger and bigger, the tomato turns red, you pick it, and now it's all rotten. It's called blossom end rot, and it's caused by acidic soil. So by adding either the Magic Cal or the Turf Turbo, and then tilling everything in, it will have time to sweeten the soil, get rid of the acidity, and then increase the organic matter in the soil. And the organic matter is what will grab a hold of the fertilizer that you're going to apply in the spring and hold it in the soil so that the rain doesn't wash it out. So, create organic matter. Use the fall, the winter, and the early spring as a composter to build the quality of your soil.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.